is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio. From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us on the news on One Love Radio, the headlines. ZCLU concerned over KCM operations. CDF water tank collapses in Lavushmanda. Finland, Egypt discuss Middle East security and global challenges. Kanyemba cautions copper princesses ahead of Rwanda crash. What's the news in detail? My name is Kondwani Maplanga. The Ministry of Water Development and Sanitation, working with Africa Limited, is completing the rehabilitation of Lunyike Dam to tackle drought and water shortages in Chipata's Luangeni constituency. Luangeni Member of Parliament and Deputy Speaker Moses Moyo says the project, part of a wider program to rehabilitate five dams, ensures reliable water for households, livestock and farming communities throughout the year. Three dams, Feni, Maulao and Lunyike, are currently under rehabilitation, while the fourth, Chinyuku Dam, is scheduled to commence in 1 month's time. Meanwhile, Alice Mushanga of Kalaye Village in Paramount Chief Mpezeni's area confirmed that villagers now have plentiful water for domestic use, gardening and livestock.
Mweo kuti tichosepo amoyo, Moses Moyo, na hakainde hichilema, ndiye kuti chitukupo, taakwa matipaya. Atikumbira kwa maboho, tina maboho baliponsa, atikumbira, iboma ya mle iti inayolomba. Manzi ya wabadamu iwo titandiza mjira zambiri, chifuwa minzi yo zunguri la maloba noose. Voleta vikumwa hapa manzi, ndipo damu hii yukira lini chaka chonse, manzo sila lini. Ova hapo chaka chonse, ndipo kuwasha kutifuta lini. Chito dosia masia na magadeni, manzo tifuta lini chole la mtumwa ya mne.
Democratic Union President Akim Anthony Njovu has cautioned voters against supporting some United Party for National Development UPND members of parliament seeking to contest in newly created rural constituencies, arguing that many have failed to deliver in their current areas. He says MPs hoping for an easier race in rural seats would face disappointment as communities remain dissatisfied with their performance. Speaking after a visit to Rufunsa, Njovu says sentiments on the ground reflected anger among residents, particularly farmers affected during the recent maize marketing season. He alleged that over 8,000 families were evicted during the rainy season and described the situation as barbaric, further claiming the land said to be a game management area may have been allocated to a foreign mining investor. The Zambian Civil Liberties Union, ZCLU, is concerned about the current conduct of Konkola Copper Mines, KCM. This is particularly to do with its treatment of local suppliers and failure to meet commitments made to the Zambian people following its return to Vedanta Resources. ZCSLU Executive Director Isaac Mwanza says the organization has received reports from local companies indicating that KCM is not honoring promises of inclusive procurement and job creation. He urged the Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development to enforce compliance with Statutory Instrument No. 68 of 2025, which was designed to promote local participation in the mining sector. Mwanza noted that sidelining Zambian suppliers weakens citizen-led enterprises and negatively affects the economy. He warned that such practices undermine public confidence in the UPND administration, which had assured Zambians of benefits from KCM's return to Vedanta. A constituency development fund, CDF, water tank in Imfu, a constituency, has collapsed just weeks after installation. The tank was constructed at Lulimala Clinic in Lavushimanda to provide clean water. Community members have expressed disappointment over the failure of the project. Member of Parliament for Mfuwe Constituency and Minister of Small and Medium Enterprise Development, Malama Mfunelo, has condemned the incident. Malama explained that the collapse was due to poor workmanship by the contractor. Still in local stories, Mungu Mayor Nyambe Muyumba has called on residents to support various developmental projects in Mungu. Mungu Mayor Nyambe Muyumbana says the integrated water and sanitation project in Mungu is the game changer in improving water and sanitation. The civic leader says the recently launched project aims to significantly improve water and sanitation services by providing clean and safe drinking water for local residents. Speaking when he featured on the neighborhood program on One Love Radio in Mungu, the mayor says there has been significant development of infrastructure in Mungu town, including improvement of road infrastructure, street lighting, teachers' houses, and the maternity annex, among others.
But the good news is that the integrated water project under the Western Water and Sewerage Company is now 100% complete. For the first time, we've seen taps being erected in areas where they've never seen a tap since independence.
Mm-hmm.
This integrated water program is really a game changer because it has gone even in compounds, you know, traditional compounds. I mean, compounds that are within the traditional setup of our leaders.
And the mayor has also revealed that more employment opportunities are expected to be created for youths in Mungu through various constituency development funds, CDF projects, among others.
The 4 million CDF from 1.6 million that the PF had, the introduction of ZNS voluntary training, 20,000 health workers, 50,000 teachers recruited, and even right now, an advert is running, the Defence Force, the Home Affairs, ZAWA recruitment, Council of Police.
With that story, takes us on a short break. When we come back, we have more in international and sports news. Stay listening.
The Zambian government acknowledges the concerns raised by the ambassador of the United States.
Stay informed all day long. Catch the latest headlines, in-depth reports, and current affairs that matter to you.
This is the One Love Radio News.
Join us for the news at 6:45 hours.
The Minister of Mines and Minerals Development representing the President.
13 hours.
People should not take the law into their own hands.
And 18 hours.
Has demanded that Bill 7 should be withdrawn forcibly.
Covering the nation, telling your stories, and unpacking the issues affecting our country. This is your trusted source for the news, only on One Love Radio.
Reporting for One Love Radio News in Lusaka.
Thank you for staying tuned.
International news. International.
In international news, Alexander Stubb and Abdel Fattah el-Sisi held talks focusing on developments in Iran at the Strait of Hormuz, Gaza Strip, and the broader Middle East, alongside bilateral relations between Finland and Egypt. The discussions also addressed Russia's ongoing war in Ukraine, transatlantic relations, and concerns about the evolving global order. The two leaders noted that challenges facing Europe and the Middle East are becoming increasingly interconnected, emphasizing the need for cooperation in maintaining stability and upholding an international system grounded in shared rules and norms. They expressed concern that global tensions are being driven by decisions from some world leaders with wider consequences affecting countries not directly responsible for the conflict. President el-Sisi also highlighted the ongoing conflict in Sudan, stressing Egypt's position on preserving Sudan's unity and territorial integrity. He underscored that any attempts to divide the country or create parallel governing structure pose serious risks to regional security and are unacceptable from Egypt's standpoint. Now, for more in foreign news, we monitored the BBC.
There's been no formal